Thanks for tuning in to the Illuminations Podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia, back with another episode, with another topic, and another beautiful guest. So this time, we have a new education provider with us, and her name is Silk Glapp. She is an abundance architect and holistic coach. So Silk harnesses over 2 decades of experience and unique blend of proven techniques to empower anyone to design and manifest their dream life. And the modalities that she uses include NLP, hypnotherapy, mindfulness, cognitive therapy, EMDR, and quantum transformational therapy. And this is what we will be diving in today. So in addition to that, abundance architect and holistic coach, Miss Silk, she will be talking about the core columns of quantum transformation therapy backed by science and the practical applications that you can have into your daily life. So let's dive in deep, Miss Silk. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's such a pleasure to have you.
And thank you very much, Neil, for inviting me. I'm really delighted.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So quantum transformation therapy, QTT, what is that? And tell me more about it.
Yeah. Quantum transformation therapy, why did I use the name quantum?
Yeah.
Quantum for me means that you're working on different dimensions. Because as a psychologist, when I did my studies in Germany, there were only 2 branches you could do as a therapist, either like cognitive behavior therapy or more the analytic side. And as you can already hear, it's very cognitive oriented. It's very speech oriented.
Of course, exactly.
And therefore I said, yeah, it has its stamp. But my journey was a little bit different because I said, do I really want to do all this for 3 or 5 years? And so I ventured off. I did NLP coaching. I did transformation breath, hypnotherapy, all kinds of things. And I realized that working with someone, it's very important to not only work on the cognitive mental side and with language, but also with your body, for example. All your feelings and emotions are in your body. And often we are also holding, we may be talking about the issue, but we don't dive into the feeling of it because we are scared or whatever. So that's another dimension to also go into the body and have interventions to release this kind of emotion.
Of course.
Another one is also to see how an influence maybe from your ancestors coming in, or karmic influence, I call it then the more spiritual realm of something.
Yeah.
And then I also, what I often do with my clients, it's so we have all this awareness. Yeah. We know from where it comes from. We have maybe energetically released already things. We have released emotions. But are you able to integrate it practically into your life? And this is where the change will be visible.
Of course. Yeah? And I love that you've said that because you're quite right. When it comes to cognitive modalities, there, especially when there's a lot of talking involved, it feels like it's quite on a conscious level. Mm-hmm. You're not really tuning in with body per se, whereas your body holds on to a lot of emotions and trauma and feelings, right? So when you are on that cognitive space, I feel it is very easy to detach from the emotions. And I feel like what you are saying is your approach is more body-based, which allows you to go a little bit deeper and address emotions that are still stuck in the body.
Right. Yeah. So I do both because I think also awareness is important for our conscious mind to integrate it in a way. But I also realize with people who have done a lot of therapy in the past, they know about it, they can speak about it, but then you could still sense that it's still stuck in the body. They have not really worked to release this emotion. I can speak about it, but are they also able to feel it?
Yeah.
And allow it to come to the surface and feel safe to feel this feeling. And this is something I really realized, and I integrate it always back, if it's through a hypnotherapeutic way or we're talking about EMDR. It's also bringing up the emotion and feel the emotion in this way. And then also, what does that mean as a practical step with all this knowing you have now? Are you able to implement it, and how does it look like?
Yeah,
because it's small changes. It's not like I can have a big shift in my consciousness and maybe also in my subconscious, but like how we behave, it's still stuck in old patterns. So this needs also training to do things differently.
So tell us more about the quantum transformation therapy and what it entails. Like, if you could give us a step-by-step process, let's say if I were to come to you for issues with my self-esteem, I don't feel confident in myself, how would QTT approach be different from something else, and how would it go about?
Yeah. For example, of course, it's always important to have an inquiry, what it means for the person. And if you decide to work on it, I also like to bring people back to a situation where they felt, or how this low self-esteem showed up, and bring up this scene, this event, and then ask the person, what kind of feeling comes up? How disturbing is that for you in this
moment?
And then one column is actually to use multisensory processing. So tapping at certain points and like it looks sometimes a little bit funny what we are doing. I just show it to you. And these are certain acupuncture points just to release the emotional load.
Yeah.
And this already shifts. It often shifts the image. It shifts the emotion. And that's one part of it. Yeah, to process, to include the body in the processing process. Another one would be to look what kind of blocking beliefs are there. Yeah. So your self-esteem showed up in a certain situation. Yeah. But what happened? And there are five core areas we could look into it. It's maybe that you still feel much younger. So you're regressing back instead of, you look very young. I don't know your age. But definitely you would feel maybe in this scene 14.
Yeah,
in that very practical scene we are in. So you're regressing back. So there is a part of you that has not grown up. That would be on the belief side. Or you sense that in this situation, actually, I have a really good job. I'm really, extending in my life. But somehow I'm held back because my parents, my family, they came from humble beginnings. And so I feel like loyal still to them. That's another venue we could dive into it. Or you blame yourself.
Yeah.
You say, still, like you go into this victimhood, and say, "Oh, still, I didn't manage," or you blame others. You say, "Yeah, that's because because of them, I still can't do it. Back in my school, they always ridiculed me, and that's the reason. Or you have too high expectations. Yeah, that you have like an image of you, how you should look like and behave in a certain situation. So we will look also at your limiting beliefs and release them either through theta healing or other modalities.
Yeah.
So that's the limiting beliefs. The other column is to strengthen your self-compassion. So to say, though I still feel really little, or I still believe I have this low self-esteem, I love and accept myself. So to bring this self-compassion to yourself, to have whenever you are in a need to bring back, that you can just drop here under your collarbone and you know this is the point where you give yourself self-compassion, because it starts with you. Starts really with you to, okay, so I'm in this situation, so I still have not managed to really come to the point. I still love and accept myself, which is very, very important in the healing process.
So in these moments, because I've seen this a lot with clients as well, right? People, when they are in the grip of the emotions, whether it's anxiety, whether it's fear, whether it's self-criticism, it's very hard to logically think about, okay, I need to do this now. I need to do this now.
Yeah.
So in those moments, how can one invite in that self-compassion when they're so overruled by anxiety, fear, and self-criticism, self-blame?
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. So the first step for me is first to regulate yourself down. Like you said, you're really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
In this moment, it's like you feel helpless.
Yeah.
So the activity level of your emotional arousal is already quite high. So either you breathe and bring the arousal down, the activity levels, or you do some tapping, easy tapping, just to bring the arousal down. Yeah. And then remember to say, so I feel that in that moment, and it is really disturbing. So I feel helpless again. I love and accept myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're naming in the beginning, in the though I feel, you name what's going on. So I feel overwhelmed. Actually, I can still love and accept myself. And even if you don't believe it in that moment, it's more like it's a very central point here under the collarbone. It's like a point of self-acceptance. The moment you just drop it and give it yourself, and remember when small kids are screaming or crying, you also tap them and give them self-insurance. And the same you are doing in this very moment is to bring arousal down. And so you feel this emotion, you can still love and accept yourself.
Yeah. And you can see what you're essentially doing is when you self-regulate, you're bringing the adult of today back into the picture.
Yeah.
Because that overwhelm or anxiety is, like you said, the software of that younger part, that part of you that hasn't grown up.
Yeah.
That coming out.
Yeah. And it's actually the adult who is giving it. You can also say, I see you, I hear you, I feel that you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I love and accept yourself in that moment. You can also phrase it like this.
Wow.
So it's now like a very caring parent you become to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not relying on someone outside. And you can still give yourself that caretakers were not able to give you because they were in their own realm.
Of course, of course. And it's also understanding, and I love that you mentioned this. It's also bringing the caretakers into the picture and what you didn't receive at the time that you wanted. And it's not blaming, it's just understanding what their capabilities were at the time. And what you didn't receive, you are bringing that to yourself now.
Exactly. So you become the loving parent you always desired to have. And after that, another part of quantum transformation therapy is also that you strengthen your self-esteem with certain statements.
Yeah.
Like in the beginning, they may not feel congruent to you.
Yeah.
It's like, I deserve to be seen. It's possible for me to be seen.
Yeah.
I allow myself to be seen. And all these statements to see where you feel still, do I really believe that?
Yeah.
And then there are also like methods again to strengthen this self-esteem inside you. This can be again through theta healing, download. It can be also eye movement, yeah, so that you become more congruent with this new self-esteem belief you have about
yourself. And this is very essential. And the reason why we're talking a lot about self-esteem is because I believe this is quite essential when it comes to abundance.
Yeah.
Attracting abundance into our life, creating that abundance, because you can only attract what you feel like you deserve.
Yeah.
Isn't that correct?
And it's also like to do a future space. Like, for example, you said we had this image of you feeling a low self-worth, low self-esteem in that event.
Yeah.
And then I will ask you, okay, look a similar event in the future. Now, knowing yourself that you have self-compassion, we let go of the limiting beliefs, you have strengthened your self-worth. How will you react now in that future tense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there still something you need to prepare yourself, like on an action level, to really go into this new awareness, into this new self-worth in a situation in the future?
Yeah.
And I think that's also really to make it systemic. Yeah. Not only what we have dealt now in the present moment, but now we carry it over into the future and see how you are reacting. Is there still something we have to calibrate to make it strong?
So what does the core columns of QTT mean and where does that come?
Yeah, so these were actually the ones, the multisensory stimulation, then limiting beliefs, self-compassion, self-esteem training, I call it, systemic aspect to see in which, like going into the future, is there anything else that could hinder your progress?
Yeah.
And then also a lot of humor. Yeah, it looks a little bit funny if you're tapping like this, so I always tap together. And then we also come up with these new self-esteem things. So to come up with crazy statements where you say, wow, do I really have to say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm really bold to do it, to bring up another energy, because there are also studies, if you're in a good vibe, if you're in a good state, then learning takes place, and you will always remember that we did or said this really stupid sentence, but you will recall it because it had a positive emotion attached to it.
Got it. So that makes sense. So what you really mean by quantum, it's a whole rounded approach.
Yeah.
You're looking at the body, the sensory, the emotions, the limiting beliefs, the future progression, as well as the regression, where it came from.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so it's like looking at it from all the perspectives, and what that does is giving the control into the present self.
Yeah, and you've paraphrased it so beautifully. No, I will look at the recording and pick it my message out.
I'm glad. No, but that is exactly what you're doing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And I can completely understand how effective this method is. So in your opinion, what would you say are tips for our listeners that you can give through QTT? What advice would you share with them when it comes to improving their chances of attracting abundance into their life.
Yeah. So a very practical tool you can actually start immediately is like to figure out what's really bothering you.
Okay.
What so I have this thought that I'm still not there where I want to be. I love and accept myself. And this is for me the first self-compassion training that you can really start with. For me, it really starts from there, because that's something you don't need any therapist, you don't need anybody for that to do. With the limiting beliefs, yes, it needs some guidance. And the other one is if you feel an overflow of emotions, either you do a very easy tapping. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like this. Are just to regulate it down.
So the tapping allows you to sense.
It also brings like the activity level of this emotion down. Yeah, because emotions has a certain temperature, it has an activity level, and then also a cognitive part if you judge it as bad or good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you just take breath, really slow breath, just to bring the activity level more down so that you can more like you also you're conscious. What you all said, sometimes you're so overwhelmed. So you have to bring it first down to address it and start then with the self-compassion.
Got you. All right. So regulating your nervous system.
Yeah.
Self-compassion. Anything else?
Yeah, I would say these are the basics.
Okay.
And also allow yourself to feel. And if it's still difficult for you, you can start with sensations in your body. Does it feel like tight? Does it feel like cramp? Does it feel stuck? Does it have a temperature?
So be very aware of the texture.
Of the texture. Because giving it a feeling name is already a cognitive process. Yeah. So it's much better you start to allocate and describe what you're feeling, like what's going on in your body as a sensation. And then you may be surprised that it's not always like an overwhelming emotion. Maybe you're also just hungry or you have not drunk as something. And this is for me also the first step to get to know your body, how your body is reacting, your visual awareness, what's going on.
Makes sense. Thank you so much, Silk, for joining us today and sharing all of this with us. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I know a lot of the listeners probably find it very insightful. So if anybody would love to try this method out, quantum transformation therapy with Silk, please come down to Illuminations and I'm sure she will be able to help you, whether it's abundance related issues, whether it's self-esteem, relationship, anything that you find very hard to understand, to grasp, or that you find it very overwhelming to get through. Silk is your person.
And until next time, this is the end of the episode. We will be back with another speaker, with another topic. Until then, stay safe and live light.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.